Welcome back to the Breakaway Tuition Podcast. This episode is a bit on the fly, but I feel like it is a conversation that is really important and needs to be addressed. This episode is all on kindness, being kind to others, and how to show our kids, A, how to be kind to everybody, but B, why is it important that we are kind to anybody, to absolutely anybody that we see in the world. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Breakaway. So yes, kindness. You know, I feel like there is such a focus on, you know, socials, on Instagram, on Facebook, and just everywhere, clothing, you know, there's such a focus on kindness and being kind to people and accepting people for who they are. And it's everywhere at the moment. I don't think I have ever seen so many people talking about kindness. But the thing is, as much as people are talking about it and there's clothing and there's everything everywhere about being kind to other people, people still are not being kind to other people. And so this episode is a bit, I think it's something that we all need to think about. I logged into the admin emails just to check a couple of things today, and the amount of people in there that were rude and that were just rude in the way that they were communicating, you know, that there was an issue or this or that, was astounding and unnecessary. You know, I think when people speak to me, I'm not sure whether I'm just making it up in my head, but when people are speaking directly to myself, there seems to be a respect in regards, you know, they listen to my educational advice. They, unless you're telling them that this is how much they owe money, and you know, that's a whole other ball game. But when I jumped into the admin emails this morning, I was absolutely shocked by the way that individuals were responding to my admin team within the emails. And there is no need for people to be rude or short with somebody who's just doing their job. They're just doing their invoices and checking their emails and all of those different types of things. I think as human beings, we need to be thinking about, you know, it does not matter what job an individual does. There is no need to be rude. No need at all. You know, I think it's the same as if you're training people in a workplace, or if you're taking on the role of, you know, being a manager or some type of thing like that, being rude to people, just, it's not on, and that's not how you manage people, and it's not how you, I don't know, develop power over people, or like my brainwash them or something. It's just rude. And it's not necessary, but I feel like it's a really important conversation to be had. I'm not sure whether, you know, because the emails were just, you know, there were issues with some invoices or something, but even then, there's no need to be rude. If you have an issue with an invoice, be kind and respectful. And I think people also forget that, you know, myself and my staff and my admin team, we're not on our emails 24 hours a day. We're not there to respond to individuals beck and call all of the time, and there has to be those boundaries put into place. And there has to be a different way that people are interacting if there are issues with their accounts. And it's not just accounts, it's with anything. If there are issues with anything, there are ways to interact with individuals. And throwing weight around or power around or anything like that, it is not the way. It's not the way ahead. it's not showing our kids, you know, the way to respond to individuals. It's not showing our kids how to solve an issue just by being rude about it. And on my socials this morning, I actually have stated that my staff, all of my staff, my tutors and my admin team and myself, we are no longer going to respond to individuals who are being rude because it's not called for and it's not necessary. And it's rude, you know, it's rudeness in the height of rudeness. So we're no longer going to be responding to people who are being rude. And that's not, you know, shying away from anything. That's putting boundaries in place to show that no individual needs to be treated in that manner. And again, I think it's something that we need to talk to our kids about. It's something that we need to show our kids. We don't need to be rude to anybody, any individual at any time, no matter what they do for a job, no matter what they do, if they make a mistake. Rudeness is not the way to deal with a mistake. Rudeness is not the way to deal with a system that automatically sends invoices or emails. That's not, you know, the way to deal with things. If you have an issue and it's something that needs to be addressed, then perhaps you need to give a phone call. Not be rude in that phone call, but give a phone call rather than sending quite a rude email. And, you know, we need to be showing our kids how to do these things properly. I have read so many times of, you know, people being rude to, you know, anybody, fast food workers, cleaners, you know, anybody in any role, and individuals thinking that yelling and screaming and placing all this blame on the individual is the right way and, you know, the way to get what you want. And there's a lot, you know, of old sayings that, you know, the customer is always right, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? The customer is not always right. And those types of messages that you're then sending to your child is that, A, if someone's got an order wrong, for example, at McDonald's, that it's okay for you to go in and yell at them when it's just a simple human error that can be fixed really quickly. They could just make you another order. But you're showing your child that that's okay. If they haven't received something that they wanted, then go and yell at the person. That's fine. Go and yell at them. Don't show them respect as an individual. Just yell at them, even if it's not their fault. But you're also showing them that if they are then in that work environment, that then they should, you know, deal with being yelled at in that way as well. And that is not right at all. It's creating anxiety. It's creating, you know, a huge amount of issues of people not wanting to go into workplace environments because of the way that they are being, you know, told they have to do things. It's also an interesting conversation because I have had obviously a number of tutoring students that work at, you know, local cafes and fast food restaurants and those types of things. And it's alarming the amount of them that have, you know, come in and had a chat about the way that they are being treated by managers and, you know, people in charge in some of these places, and they're being yelled at and they're being told that they're hopeless and all of these different things. And that's such toxic work environments for these individuals to be working with and young kids to be working with and in as well. You know, if you're teaching or if you're, you know, training managers and the way that they see you interact with people is yelling, and that's how you make people do what you want them to do, which isn't right in the first place. But if that's how you're training individuals, then that's how they're going to manage people as well.
And, you know, it's the same as, you know, teachers in a classroom, for example. If all they have been shown is to yell and throw weight around with students and individuals who are doing the wrong thing, and they haven't been shown other ways to communicate and other ways to find out what's going on for students and individuals, then they're going to revert to the first method because that's all they've been shown. This is sidetracked a little bit, but it does have relevance. In my first few years of teaching, the teacher who I was under, the head teacher, the method that they used to control the class was yelling. So naturally, because I didn't have experience in any other way, that was the way that I thought would be most effective to, you know, get students' attention in the classroom. And I don't enjoy being angry. I'm not an angry person. I don't want to feel angry all the time. But it wasn't effective for several reasons. But I didn't know any better because I wasn't shown any better. And it wasn't until I had been transferred to another staff room in the same school, and the members in that staff room dealt with students differently, and they showed me different methods that I could use to work with my students, and they set me on a couple of professional development to Bill Rogers. If you are a new teacher and you haven't seen any of Bill Rogers' stuff, find it, please. It's bloody amazing. But it wasn't until those things were provided to me that I was able to figure out the best way then to work with students and not against students. But that was life-changing. But again, I wasn't shown that until somebody else stepped in. But if you are mentoring people and you're training managers, and the way that you train people or the way that you display your behavior is yelling at people and, you know, making yourself feel powerful, big and powerful, and that this is the way to get things done, then you've now trained a new manager or somebody, shift manager or something, in the same way. And you've now told them that the only way to get people to pay attention to you is to yell at them. And then what's happening is that these young individuals starting to work might be managed by somebody that, you know, is only 2 or 3 years older than them, and they're being yelled at for things that aren't their fault, that are human things that can be dealt with in a different way. And that's kindness as well, you know. And I think, again, like, it's quite alarming in a world where we are, you know, being told and being seen messages on kindness and that this is the way forward and we need to be kind to each other, that these types of things are occurring, you know, not just in classrooms, not just in fast food restaurants, not just in cafes, in other people in managerial positions as well. And that's alarming, because then those people start treating any individual that they come into contact with in the same way. And it's not right. It's rude. It's not right at all. But, you know, showing our kids what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, and looking at our personal interactions with individuals around us as well, and figuring out whether, you know, was the way that I messaged someone, emailed someone, spoke to somebody, was that really rude? And, you know, why was I projecting this onto an individual? If you're actually starting to question yourself, you'll see that your personal behaviours will change and your kids will see your personal behaviours change. And, you know, we're always talking to our kids about being kind to people and how to be kind, and that bullying is not okay. But then if you're flipping that over and you're displaying behaviours and language that is of a bullying nature, or that is racist, or, you know, that is condescending, then although you're telling your kids one thing, you're doing the opposite thing. And our kids pay attention to what they see, our actions, more so than what we tell them, you know, show me and I'll listen, tell me and I won't really be paying attention. But if they have that reinforced to them consistently, then they're going to pick up that it's okay to be rude and unkind to individuals in any manner, whether that's written, whether that's spoken, whether that's to people's faces, whether that's behind people's faces. But they're going to think that that is okay to be unkind in that way, no matter what you say, no matter if you're telling them that you need to be kind, on the other hand, that you're not. But it's an interesting conversation to have. I've been nattering on about it for a while. And I think, you know, I think it comes down to that as adults, we really do need to be looking at how we interact with people more and then what that looks like for our kids, because that's what we're then essentially teaching our kids. It's okay to do this or it's not okay to do that. And they always are looking at us for direction. But that comes down to the way that you interact with any individual who you cross paths with, because not one person is bigger or better or, you know, more intelligent or any of those things than the next person. And I feel like we just need to put everybody back on that level playing field and realize that we're all people. We're all individuals, we're all people, we're all humans, we all make mistakes, we all have opinions, we all, you know, have emotions and we all have feelings. And I'm not better than you and you're not better than me, and we're all just in this world, in this crazy little world together. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed my talk on kindness. I hope you all have a great week and I'll see you next week.